Loving you, Jesus, has never been this good before. Yes, I know, my love, and then you say, and it can only get better. So be careful not to trip over these weights or to become shackled with them again when you leave here. The best way to keep from being shackled again is to come to my bed of love more often. Dear husband, I feel that I'm on a never-ending honeymoon with you. Although some time has passed since you've taken me as your bride, by the passion I feel for you, I'm sure one would think that we had just been wed yesterday. Our love is so strong, so passionate, and it grows more so as each day passes. I'm so totally in love with you. I want to be the hottest lover you've ever had. I praise you, my husband, even for the low times, when I don't feel close to you or when I see my imperfections so vividly, because they humble me and help me remember that I have so much to learn and that I can do nothing without you. I'm so weak and so small and so frail that I feel I could break under the burdens. Please hold me in your arms and lift my load. Please put your strong arms around me and comfort me. I need your security, I need your manliness, I need you. I need your strength inside me. I need you to help me, to show me how, to tell me exactly what to do. I want to be responsive to you. I ask you to thrill my body the way you thrill my spirit and my mind. I crave your power in me, filling me, engulfing me, making me feel small and weak. I need you to be here with me all the time, because I die without you. You mean the world and more to me. Just to be called your bride and to have a part of your heart is something I'd give anything for. So thank you for accepting me, thank you for giving yourself so freely. I need you so desperately. I love you. Thank you for making me your girl. I hunger for your love, Jesus, for I am incomplete without it. I desire your touch, for without it I would fade away and die. I need your kisses, for they bring me life. I have to feel your body real and touchable, for my body craves you. Your touch is what sets my mind free to love you. Your kisses are what lead me to follow, for as I return your kisses I begin to flow with the rhythm of your heart. I pull away for a moment, hesitant, as my carnal mind begins to barge in, but you lovingly close the door outside of our lovemaking and shoo all thoughts and distractions away. Your touches once again spark my desire for you, and you look deep into my eyes. I feel the heat from your passion, which almost shocks me, it's so strong. Your eyes, Jesus, how beautiful and deep they are. As I look into them I feel as if I understand everything, all your desire, all your passion and all your love. I look down, because I feel so ashamed that I don't have the same love for you that you have for me, but you lovingly place your hand on my face and turn it up toward yours. Knowing my thoughts, you whisper in my ear, "Don't worry, when we're through, you will. My sexy lover, how I love to discover you. I never tire of lying with you, of tracing your form with my fingers and discovering your delights. I like finding out what pleases you and makes you want me. I love discovering your mind, although I know it's past finding out, but what I do learn is marvelous. I love getting to know you better with my every sense. Every look, touch, taste, smell, and everything I hear is awesome. You're the best lover. I can't get enough of you. Babe, you always seem to know just what I'd like and will make me happy at the time, whether it's a cool, tall drink, a box of chocolates, an incredible meal, a good orgasm, a gentle touch, a shoulder to cry on, an exciting adventure, a passionate kiss. You are so full of surprises. It never ceases to amaze me how spot on you are in your gestures toward me and in your loving. You know my heart like no other.